Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1, and the Bible says, "And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain, and when He was set, His disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." I want to preach just a little while tonight out of these passages, if God be our help, on this thought: will you let Jesus bless you? Will you let Jesus bless you? Do you ever get blessed by the Lord? Amen. How long has it been since you got a good blessing? Amen. I got a blessing up there in the choir. I got that glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Be singing them songs of Zion, lifting up the name of Jesus, pointing us that place that we're going in a little while. And boy, God just come by and bless my heart. I believe God will bless us if we'll let Him. I believe God will bless us if we want Him to. Amen. I believe God will pour out His blessings if we want to be poured out upon. Amen. I believe He'll pour out blessings that we can't even attain to them. I think God has that for you and I today. And He wants to manifest Himself to you in a great big way. And He's trying to do that today in the era that we live. I believe in a big way. But I think in America today that we've become so complacent, we've become so religious that we forgot about the God of heaven who's in charge of everything that we see, everything that we do, of the feelings that we have, pray God, when they're Godward. Amen. And I thank God that we can come together in a place like this and feel the Spirit of God and recognize the blessing of God and the blesser, praise God, from heaven. How He wants to speak to our hearts, and He lines things up in our life that we can't ever even imagine could take place. But God Almighty knows our hearts. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need, and He has a way to meet that need. My God's a great big God. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. But the thing about our God, He owns the hills that they roam on. Amen. He's not a little God. He's a great big God. And the Lord says, praise God, there's blessings from heaven if you want them. Amen. Now, the Bible section here says, "And seeing the multitude, when He went up into a mountain, when He was set, His disciples came unto Him." So Jesus got up there, and He got set up on the mountain, and His disciples came. And now, it doesn't say nothing about anybody else. It doesn't say nothing about a multitude, but it says that the disciples came. And we know from Scripture that everywhere Jesus went, there was a great stirring. And people would come and they'd flock around that the house would be full. Amen. People would be standing all around. In one story, we know that they went up on the roof and they began to break up the roof so that they could get their buddy down, that Jesus could touch him so that he could be made whole. Amen. So we see this playing out here tonight. And don't you just envision this? And the Bible said He opened His mouth and taught them. And He says this. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Now what He's talking about here is those blessings that He has to give. Amen. What He's talking about here, blessedness comes from superior virtue. Amen. So He's saying there's some blessings for those who have the kind of virtue, praise God, that God has to pass out. That kind of relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that makes a difference. And it makes a person difference. As we've said many, many times before, if you get saved and there's no difference in your life, you better check up to see whether you got the goods. Amen. When God saved me, praise God, by His marvelous grace, even when I was young and when I was rebelling against God, I knew there were some things I couldn't do. Amen. Praise God. I knew there were some things God wouldn't allow me to do. Let me put it that way. He changed my want-tos. The things I used to want to do, praise God, I don't want to do them no more. I want to do those things that lift up the name of Jesus. I want to do those things where my life, my body will be a vessel unto Him that He can use for His glory. I don't want nobody to catch me down at the beer joint. Amen. Amen. I knew it was wrong to drink liquor when I was lost. Amen. I knew drugs was wrong when I was a kid. People were smoking dope. Amen. People say, "Well, preacher, that's just an herb. It won't hurt you. It's part of the earth. It's not. Amen. I want to say this earth is under a curse. Amen. You don't go out in a briar thicket and waller in a briar thicket because the thorns will stick you. Amen. Why? Because it's part of that curse. Amen. Ain't anything that'll alter your mind and keep you from thinking about God. Amen. Because He's wanting to bless you. And when you like that, He can't bless you. Amen. He can't bless you through a drunken stupor. Amen. Praise God. Now I preach in church tonight. Praise the Lord. We know it's right. You tell me I get out of the book, praise God, we'll go a different direction. Amen. But praise God, I'm telling you, God wants to bless us, church. He wants to help us. He wants to grow. He wants to take us to higher places than we've ever been in Lord Jesus Christ. And we just got to want to let Him. Amen. He wants to bless us, praise God. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, when we speak about blessings, I got to look at some of these, the definition of blessing us up. Amen. And he's talking about a superior virtue, a virtue that we have that's far above that we would have in our natural man. In our natural man, we don't have the kind of virtue to stand against the wiles of the devil. Newsflash, let me just throw this out here, praise God. Is everybody looking at me? You don't have the virtue within your body, praise God, to withstand your own stinking flesh. Right. Amen. You can't control your own flesh by yourself. Your flesh will take you places you don't need to go and it'll bring a reproach on God. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, He says, He'll give you superior virtue, praise God, to take a stand, and having done all, stand for the cause of Christ. Amen. So God can begin to pour the blessings out upon you like you'd like to. Amen. And in this blessedness that we see a superior virtue, and we see that virtue, praise God, it's a strength. Amen. When we talk about that virtuous woman over there, we talk about a strength, a woman with God's strength upon her. Amen. Virtue is strength. Not only is virtue strength, praise God, but virtue is valor. It's that bravery to stand against the test. Amen. When we know when the devil in this old flesh, and my old flesh is trying to take me in the wrong direction, to having done all, just stand and say, you know what, huh, devil, I ain't going there. It's when the old devil comes, he knocks on your door, praise God, and you say, Jesus, it's for you. Yes. Amen. Because I ain't enough man of myself, praise God, to take on the devil. I can't even control my flesh. Amen. But through virtue, praise God, through virtue we get the blessings that God has as superior virtue that God gives us. Amen. We get the strength, we get the valor, the bravery to stand. Amen. I believe it's time for Americans to grow a backbone again. I believe it's time for some preachers. I'll just pick on me. It's time for some preachers to grow a backbone like a saw log, praise God, and quit compromising with the devil. Amen. It's time for us to get back to the old time path, praise God, of singing and shouting and praising God again without compromise. Amen. Amen. They compromise all over the world. They do all kind of gimmicks and gadgets, praise God, to draw them in. And they'll draw in, I tell you, if you draw them in with a hot dog, somebody will take them out with a hamburger. Amen. But praise God, you get somebody founded in the truth of the Word of God, praise God, they'll stay with the stuff. And if they veer from the path, praise God, God, praise God, through the word they've heard, will steer them back in the right way. Amen. How many young people, praise God, if we seen come grow up in the church, praise God, and the devil tries to take them out, their flesh tries to take them out, but poor, praise God, somewhere along the line, the Lord Jesus Christ moves upon their heart, they get convicted in their soul, and they come back to the house of God. Amen. Amen. Come back, why? Because they come to where they can get help. They come to where the resource is. Well, that fountain's overflowing with goodness of God. That blessings of God. Strength, praise God. Bravery, power. Amen. That moral goodness, amen, that we need. Moral goodness. Now, we've got to be careful here with moral goodness. Because we live in a world today, and our politicians, now you listen closely, their politicians hollering at, we need more morality in America. We need better morality in America. Amen. So moral goodness, praise God, it's a virtue, it's something that we need. But you don't just reach off on the shelf, Brother Bill, and grab moral goodness. Amen? They're painting the picture today like everybody in the world can be a good moral being. Amen? And people are. Through convenience, praise God, people are becoming real moral. They learn to fit in. They learn to walk the walk. They learn to talk the talk. They learn to act the way they're supposed to act. Amen? And a lot of it is for physical gain. Amen? You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I said, look at our politicians. Amen? They'll get out there and they'll tell us everything you want to hear. You know, I hear the same thing. Brother Bill, I go down there to the jailhouse and visit somebody's son or somebody's daughter's down there, and boy, they'll talk in my ear. Boy, I think their words are so sweet. I'm like, glory to God, they've got this. Amen. Oh, preacher, as soon as I get out, I'm going to be at the church house every time the doors is open. Amen. What do they got? They got a bucket load of moral goodness. Amen. And by the time, soon as them doors swing open, praise God, and they said you're free, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. And when you do finally see them, they'll be down there hanging out the beer joint. Amen. I'm telling you right, you don't need to get quiet on me, praise God. You don't say, yeah, preacher, preach on. But you know what'll make a difference? You know what'll bring, I'm not going to get through high for this tonight. You know what'll bring change of moral condition is Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. America cannot have any moral good without Holy Ghost conviction. Because this nation was founded upon the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty the Father. And without that, and without convicted power of the Holy Ghost, there is no morality. Amen. It's a false action and reaction. Amen. By trying to get a reputation, trying to be something that you ain't. But praise God when the Holy Ghost of God moves on the scene. He makes that difference. He takes that old drunkard, praise God, and he saves him by his marvelous grace. And I've told you many, many times, praise God, God don't bring you out to hang you over, dangle you over your sin. God, the Bible says he'll bring you up and he'll bring you out. Amen. Now, I know a lot of times people get addicted to different things and it's an awful, awful thing. But praise God, I tell you how to stop that. Quit taking of it to begin with. Amen. Quit doing it. You won't become a drunkard if you never take a drink. Amen. They say, well, preacher, it's just sickness. It's a sickness. Yes, sin sickness. Amen. They get caught up in sin, praise God. They take that first drink and they get addicted to that alcohol. It triggers something. It's proven fact now. Some people have a trigger in your brain. When you take that first sup, praise God, you're hooked. But I want to tell you who can get you off the hook. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, was the greatest fisherman that ever was, praise God. He'd take that hook out of your mouth and set you free. Amen. Amen. Talked to a fellow this evening, praise God. I said, are you still smoking? Had trouble with his lungs. I said, are you still smoking? He said, yeah, but I'm cutting down. Amen. I said, well, you just need to cut it out. Amen. Just trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to take that mess away from you. Your body is a temple of the Lord, whose temple, whose body you are. You need to just forget that mess. Anything that harmed your body, praise God, you need to get rid of it. Amen. Praise God, I've cut down on my ice cream eating. Amen. I've cut back. Amen. Sis, we got to give her up. We got to cut back. Amen. We got to stay healthy. Amen. So we can worship God, so we can live a good long life, keep praising the Lord, praise God. With every ounce and fiber of me. Said, preacher, you quit preaching with the meddling. I know every time I hit on ice cream, there's two or three go out, drop out on me. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you what, God, I'm glad there's something better than ice cream. Amen. And it's the God Almighty of heaven, praise God, who loves us and helps us, praise God. Amen. It ain't about our moral reputation, praise God. It's about the God of heaven who will convict our hearts and take us in the path that's right. Jesus said Himself in John chapter 14, verse 6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Let me ask you a question, church. How are you going to get to heaven? Amen. Brother, how are you going to get to heaven tonight? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're not trusting, believing, and relying on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you'll not make it. You'll be left behind. Amen. Praise God, Brother Kevin, the only way we got to get there, we can't climb up a little higher.
Amen. I can't get a little bit higher. I can't go up a little further by myself. Praise God, I got a God of heaven who's already reached the high. Amen. He's already over in the presence of God the Father making intercession for you and I. He said, come on, come a little bit higher. Praise God. Get a little bit closer. Praise God. One day He'll reach 10 and scoop us out of here. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost conviction will get us to a place God lay hands on us. Bring us where He wants to be. Amen. So blessedness comes, praise God, when we realize our superior virtue, that God's offered us superior virtue in our lives. He's offered us something that'll change us from that person that we were to that person He'd have us to be. And one day He said He was going to receive us unto Himself without spot or blemish. Amen. All the defilement He's going to work out of us. And then He's going to take us to be with Him. Amen. Praise God. We'll stand for that. The judgment seat of Christ. Praise the Lord. And that people say, well, when I get there, I'm going to tell Jesus. You ain't going to tell Jesus nothing. Amen. I've heard lost people say, well, when I stand before the Lord, you ain't going to do nothing but be quiet. Amen. And if you don't love Him, praise God, if you've rejected Him and pushed Him away, He's going to say, depart from me. Praise God, you wicked thing. I never knew you. Amen. Be cast into the abyss, praise God, and glory be God to suffer throughout eternity. Amen. Till the day brings them up out of, sort of say us, I ain't going to be there, praise God. But till the day He brings them up out for that great white throne judgment, presents them, and He judges them out of the book and another book. He's going to judge them out of that book of life, praise God, and that book of their deeds. I don't know about you. I ain't going to get to the message tonight. This is the introduction. I don't know about you, praise God, but I ain't been good enough to get in. Amen? He said, well, preacher, you know, I'm holier than now. You know, I'm a holy person. Yeah, you're so holy you leak. Amen? That's why you need more church, praise God. Most of us, because you leak. You get it, you get a little bit on you, praise God, and it runs out of you before you get out the door. Because that way, you know, I know why, because when you get out there, praise God, you still live like you did 10 years ago when you claimed you got saved. Amen? And there ain't no sign that there's no fruit in it. You say, preacher, you're a judge. It's an obvious being fruit inspector. Amen? If there's no change, praise God, there's no change. You're going to end up, praise God, standing before me, say, depart from me. I don't know you. I never knew you. Amen? That kind of throws those that believe in that you can lose your salvation in a predicament. Amen? Because He said Jesus is going to say, hey, you were saved, you was lost, you saved, you got in and got out. No, I tell you what, they never did get saved. Amen. He'd say, I never knew you. See, if they got saved somewhere along the line, Jesus said, I knew you back in 72, but boy, you fell out in 76, didn't get back into 82, and boy, in 86 you fell out. Amen. But God, that ain't happening. That's not Bible. He said, praise God. He said, those that are born again, praise God, will be in heaven with the Lord. He'll save us. He'll bring us through. He'll clean us up, praise God, for His glory and present us to Himself. Amen. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about those blessings. I'm talking about will you let Jesus bless you? Amen. Offer you superior virtue, praise God, as far as exceeds the world we live in. Our world's dark. In case you ain't noticed, there's no good news no more. It's all negative. Amen. It's everything negative, everything sad. Every now and then you get a little piece of goodness. And usually it's by accident. Amen. Some reporter stumbles on it and they broadcast it before they realize, you know what, that probably helped the cause of Christ. Amen. But you know what, the old devil's doing his best to extinguish the light of God. But you know what God's doing? Praise God, He's just a turning the wick up. Amen. Glory be God. I believe in these last days, God's a shining light brighter than He's ever shined it. Amen. You see things on these people's Facebooks and things like that, and there's so much junk on there to make you sick, but every now and then there's a light, praise God, that outshines all that wickedness. Amen. And God gets the glory out of that. Amen. That's that superior virtue. Comes out on a brother or sister somewhere, and they say, you know what? Yeah, all that, but God. Amen. The blessings of God. That superior virtue that He has. That moral goodness because of conviction in hearts. Amen. Somebody asked me, asked me the other day, they said, well, you know, I brought my kids up to do this and brought the kids up to do that, and now they're rebelling against it. They said, I don't understand it. Well, I'll tell you what he's talking about. He said, I brought my daughter up to wear dresses, to dress like a lady, behave like a lady, and now she's got up her teenage year and she sneaks off and she puts on breeches. Amen. He said, what do I do about that? I said, well, I said, I can understand the problem. He said, what is it? I do it. I taught her how to, showed her how to. I said, what she doesn't have? She doesn't have the conviction that you do. Your conviction isn't her conviction. Amen. When it becomes her conviction, praise God, she'll do what convicts her. Amen. Praise God. Said she'll be convicted on her own conviction. She can't live on your convictions. Hello? I can't live on your conviction. You can't live on my conviction. But when the Word of God pins her down, He said, you know what? God loves you, and this is the way God designed it to be. This way God wants it to be. Praise God. You can take her to the bank. Amen. When He convicts my heart with it. Praise God. I can walk the line. I can toe the line because that's what God's convicted me of. Amen. Praise God. It makes a difference. Without conviction, praise God, we can't receive the blessing because we don't know what it's about. But God Almighty said, here, said, will you receive blessing? He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. So Kevin said all that. He said, what this? This is those that's humble. Amen. Those that's humble. They're seeking happiness in the world. Amen. I've told you, everybody's looking for happiness. Everybody's trying to be happy. Happy, happy, happy. Everybody wants to be happy. Amen? Amen. Everybody wants to be happy. But it don't always happen that way. He said, but blessed are the poor in spirit, those that come humbly before the Lord. See, happiness, it equals that holiness in the Lord. That happiness comes from God. It's not going to be now in this world. You're not going to find perfect happiness, perfect peace here. Amen? You won't find it. You'll find peace in the Lord. You'll find joy in the Lord. When you find happiness and you'll find joy in the Lord and peace with God, praise God, you'll find happiness as a fringe benefit. It works out for the cause of Christ. Amen. Praise God. He says that we can have that. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Those are humble in their hearts. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, praise God. He said in a little while, praise God, during the millennial kingdom, during the millennial reign. Now, a lot of people don't believe this. Amen. They think it's all hocus pocus and flashing mirrors. But during the millennial reign, when Christ rules for 1,000 years on this earth, amen, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He stands, praise God, His presence is known. He said, then happiness will be all over this world. Amen. Happiness will be had because the joy that the Lord will bring. Praise God. He said, so blessed are the poor in spirit. Those are humble in their spirit. Praise God. They'll begin to see that joy that comes from heaven. They'll be able to participate in it during the millennial kingdom. Praise God. He said, blessed are they. Now watch this. Watch this carefully. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Man, blessed are they that mourn, that weep and have sorrow. We've had our share, haven't we? Amen? We have our share all the time. Now, when he talks about mourning here, he's talking about tragedy and loss. And we've seen tragedy, and we've had lots of loss. Amen? He said, we see the tragedy, we see the loss that comes along. But he said, blessed are those that mourn that are in tragedy, that's lost something dear to them. Amen. But he said that blessing is here, that superior virtue is there, praise God, to stir their heart, to bring them around to a place where where the Bible says, Jesus says, for they shall be comforted. Now that word comforted means to be lifted up in encouragement. Amen. To be brought out of the tragedy, brought out of the law, and put in a place of encouragement and say, praise God, just a little further and it'll be all right. Amen. Every day gets a little better. Every day gets a little brighter for a child of God. We just keep looking up and praising His name, magnifying Him for who He is, because He has the hope. Amen. The hope is right there. He said, so blessed are they that mourn. Amen. For they shall. I'm glad He didn't say they might be. Hello?
He didn't say they might be comforted. I might be able to send. He said they shall be comforted. He said, praise God. He said, you may sorrow for a season. He said, but praise God, joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Joy cometh in the morning. Glory to God. It may be sorrowful now. It may be hard now. But joy is just ahead. The comforter, the encourager, is coming our way. Bless His holy name. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Blessed are the meek. What those of those that have a... And now we think about this as weakness. When we look at the word meek, we look at the weak. And we say, well, the weak, those that's weak, can that's not superior virtue. Amen. There's no strength in weakness. Amen. What He's talking about here is those that have a gentle spirit. Those that have a caring spirit. Those that have love in their hearts, praise God. The meek shall inherit the earth, praise God. The meek shall inherit the earth. You know the stinking sodomites has tried to turn that around right there. That word earth is in the Greek is the word gay. Amen. They've tried to hijack everything of God's. Amen. He said that the meek shall inherit the earth. See, those with a gentle spirit in their heart. Have you ever seen anybody as ugly as they are? I mean, just as vile and wicked and hateful as they come. Amen. Why cause a sin in their lives? Fellow told me that they said, well, preacher, you can't be condemned. They were born that way. Hogwash. They were not born. If they was born a girl, they're a girl. And if they're born a boy, they're a boy. And a boy should marry a girl. And a girl should marry a boy. God designed it that way in the garden. Amen. Amen. He instituted marriage. He put it together there, praise God. And I don't find nowhere that He changed His mind. Amen. But they've tried to hijack it, praise God, because that word earth, praise God, they're claiming to be people of the earth. Amen. But the sad part is they claim to be people of the earth, but they're going to die and go to hell, and when Jesus comes back to rule and reign on earth, they're not going to be there. Amen. The very place that they claim is their own, they claim superiority over, it'll never be theirs. Amen. It belongs to God, praise God. And one day He's going to cast them into the abyss, praise God, into hell. And praise God, one day we'll come back to rule and reign on earth with Him, praise God. What a day it'll be. Amen. But praise God, they'll never get to inhabit the place that they claim for their own. Isn't that sad? Amen. Praise God, they never get to have it. Amen. But we say, blessed are the meek, and we'll try to regulate by righteousness. But we can't regulate by righteousness, praise God. It is regulated by righteousness. Amen. That the gentle spirit that we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's regulated by the right things we do according to His Word and His will. He makes us who He wants us to be. Transforms us by the renewing of our minds. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me go ahead. I'm going to lose you if I ain't careful. Blessed are they. Now watch this, verse 6. Blessed. Spiritual, superior virtue. Yes, superior virtue. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. God will bless those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. How do you get the blessing, praise God? How do you get blessing from God? Get to hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Amen. Praise God. That's why He said in Matthew, He said, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. And all these things, houses, lands, a home, roof over your head, clothes on your feet, praise God, food on your table, He said, shall be added unto you. Amen. When we seek righteousness, that right attitude before God. He said, but those that do that will be blessed now and will be blessed even more in His kingdom when He comes to rule and reign. Well, He said in that place, but in His kingdom, Peter says, wherein dwelleth righteousness, they shall be filled. In that place of righteousness, God will fill you up. Amen. So, preacher, I'd like to be full of God. Well, just get right with God. Amen. Pretty simple, isn't it? Want to be filled with God? Praise God. Filled with God? Just get right with God. Hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. And He'll fill you with the presence of God. Bless His holy name. That's what He said. That word filled means to be gorged. To be made plumb full. Hello? That's why he said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, he said, be not drunk with wine, where's an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In other words, but to be filled to running over the presence of God in your life. You know what happens when you get that way? When you and I get that way, the devil can't do nothing with us. The flesh can't do nothing with us. Amen? Praise God. Because the Lord Jesus Christ takes charge of our life. We give Him control. See, if we ain't careful, we'll try to hold a little bit back. You know, say, well, you know, I got this, Lord. No, we ain't got nothing. Just let go. That old saying, I've told you time and time again, that old cliche where they said, he said, God is my co-pilot. They messed up when they got in the car. Amen. He already went over, got in on the passenger side and said, God, you got this thing. Amen. You're driving wherever you want me to go. Praise God. I'm with you. Amen. Praise God. Hey, that don't fit in America today. We got this thing. We think we know everything is nobody. Young people today, you can't tell them nothing. Amen. You try to tell young people today, from 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, you try to tell them anything, boy, and they look at you like you're so stupid. You say, they think, well, you old fogey, you don't know nothing. Amen. You're so dumb. Didn't you have any education? But you know what, Brother Joe, when they get to be about 21, 22, amen, these little old youngins come back and say, you know what, Mama, Daddy, you was right. Yeah. Man, you know, you told me about that, and I didn't believe you. Praise God. You was exactly right. You know, that's exactly what happened. Just exactly like you said it would. Amen. How do you know that? Because both of my kids come back and told me that. They're like, Daddy, you don't... I know. That's a favorite word. I know. They do like that. You did that too. I know, Mama. Amen. You better not. I know. Yeah. Daddy, I got this. I know. I know. I heard you. Amen. What they're doing is they're turning ahead and they're dumping it out this year as it's coming in. They don't give it time to settle in, so common sense will take over. Amen. Praise God. But when you get bound in the Word of God and you get the righteousness of God in your heart, praise God, it changes your life forever. You begin living the righteousness of God. You get gorged with the righteousness of a holy God, praise God. It makes a difference. And he says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. Now, being merciful, sometimes we ain't careful, we get caught in this. We say, well, you know, if we're us Tar Heel rednecks, amen. 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 That's Tar Heel rednecks. Amen. We think, well, you know, if we show them mercy, it'll be a sign of weakness. Amen. So we can't show any mercy or compassion. If it is, they'll just think we're weak. Amen. No, they'll think you got righteousness in your life. Amen. They'll think that you're trying to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Because you're merciful, praise the Lord. Not a sign of weakness. But it's a sign of power. He said, those blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Where's our mercy come from? The throne of grace. Amen. God has mercy on old sinners like us. We're just saved by His grace. Amen. We're old sinners saved by grace. Praise God. Those that think they've already achieved, they some kind of saintness, they better back up and look in the mirror. Amen. Praise God. He said, blessed are the merciful. Not only that, verse 8, it said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now that pure in heart, that speaks of holiness. Amen? Now the Bible says, be ye holy. Now listen to me. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now I told you before, God will not tell you to be something that He won't help you to be. Every one of us can be holy tonight in the Lord. Amen? We can be that holy person, praise God. Amen. I'm talking about a day-by-day holiness. I'm talking about a day-by-day purity in our life. When we start thinking about God and how He thinks about us. Do you ever do anything in your life but just as soon as you do it, you regretted it? You say, oh man, that wasn't right. Amen. Hello? Anybody? Amen. Amen. Soon as you do it, you say, oh man, I wish I hadn't have done that. That was just wrong. Amen. So that's what, but praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, He'll point that out to so that He can lead us in a holy life. I've said many, many times, God gives us two ears. Right? Is everybody in here got two ears? Amen. At least. I don't want to know about any others. Amen. Everybody's got two ears. Well, now he said he'd give us an ivory palace in the front of our face. And it's called teeth. And in behind that teeth is a tongue. And James said what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to listen twice before we speak once. Amen. That means we got to keep that ivory palace, those ivory bars closed until we got something good to say. Amen. I've told you, I worked with a little boy. He never spoke. He'd sit there and listen, and we'd say stupid stuff, and he'd just kind of grin. Never said nothing. But when he opened his mouth, everybody stopped and listened because he said something that made sense. Amen. He didn't just spew a bunch of foolish. You know how we do. But he didn't. He didn't tell fish tales, But when he told something, he had something to say. When his tongue begins to move, when he removed those bars out of the way, he had something good to say. And people would stop to listen. So what we got to do, praise God, is realize that day by day living, praise God, that purity in our life comes from just using our ears, praise God, and listening to our heart. Amen. You hear with your ear. You can let it go, let it cycle from your brain down through your heart and back out, praise God, before you speak. Amen. I had to go get my hearing checked again because my wife said to me, honey, Mia got on me. We was in the car today and she talked soft. I can't hear in the car with the tire noise. And I all the time ask, Grandma, what'd she say? What'd she say? What'd she say? And she said, Papa, you need to go get your ears checked. Amen. So I went the other day and got my ears checked and the ear doctor, She said, it's not that you're not hearing. Said, you're not hearing what's being said. Amen. She was repeating words. She was in another room, had these things in my ears. And she was saying words. She said, say such and such, say such. And I was repeating her. Well, she come back in there and she said, you got hearing problems. I said, really? I said, I thought I'd done pretty good. I mean, you said a word and I said it back to you. I mean, I could hear you. She said, yeah. She said, I said, say else. And I said, elf. And I was thinking in my mind, where in the world does elf come from? Amen. Why in the world would she say the word elf? But she didn't. She said, else. Amen. Something else come out my mouth, but something else come in my ear. Amen. We got to be careful, praise God. We listen, praise God. We listen and we tell, praise God, things that will edify and uplift and encourage. That's why God said, He said, blessed are the pure in heart, those that are full of holiness, that want to be pleasing to God, want to exhort and love and show forth love to the brethren and the sisters, the people of Christ, that make a difference. That day by day holiness that we need to live, amen. A life of purity. And you know that's not good no more. People don't like to hear that no more. Amen. They don't want to hear it. You're supposed to be holy, you're supposed to be pure, you're supposed to keep yourself chaste. Nobody wants to hear that no more. You tell it, because blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called the children of God. Who are the peacemakers? Children of God. True children of God. Want to have peace. Amen. True children of God don't like to stir up mischief. True children of God are seeking peace with one another, a peace with people around, peace with their neighbors, amen, through love of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, said, follow peace with all men and holiness. See, there's peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. But it doesn't stop there. Look at Hebrews chapter 12 right quickly. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. He said, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, there's that blessing, would have inherited the blessing. Amen. He was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Amen. But he said he was looking, desiring, but he found no place of blessing. Amen. Because the peacemaker, pray God. He said a peacemaker has to be one that's wanting to peace and wanting to do truth and wanting to live holy. Praise God. That's why he would say, follow peace with all men, holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Not only did he say to be a peacemaker, but he said, if you're a peacemaker, he said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake. Now you may try to be all that, but a lot of times people won't let you. But I want to say, praise God, tonight we can have peace with the Lord if we'll trust in Him. Amen. He said that God of peace will give us that perfect peace in God. In Romans chapter 15:33, He said He is God of the God of peace. Amen. He said, know that the God of peace, but He said, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. That's what Paul said us in Romans. He said, amen. Praise God. He said, you can believe that. So he said, the righteous, the blessed are they which are persecuted because of the righteousness, because they're living right. Amen. But he says that, now look at this in verse 10, verse 11, they kind of go together. He said, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen. Speaking of reward, speaking of something that's coming, verse 11 says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Anybody ever told somebody, said, well, such and such, and put you down, ridiculed, told lies on you because of your faith, because they don't agree with you, because they don't like where you stand? Amen. They put you down, they ridicule you, they persecute you. Amen. Because of the stand that we take. But he said, rejoice. Amen. Look at the blessing here. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. He said, this has happened before, it's happening now, it'll probably happen again, but just praise God because the rewards are right ahead. Amen. So what he's saying here said, if we want to be blessed, that God will bless us tonight if we'll just want to let Him. Amen. Will you let Jesus bless you tonight? Amen. Seek a virtuous life, a strong virtue in your life, praise God. And you'll receive those blessings, that strong virtue that God pours out upon you, that strong conviction, that strong direction, that good counsel of God. And he said, God began to pour out those blessings on purpose. Blessed, blessed, blessed are the people of God. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad we've got a blesser tonight? Amen. Somebody that just pours out blessings on purpose, pours out more than we can ever attain to, and does it with joy unspeakable. Praise God. He rejoices in blessing you and I tonight. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise God.